First off, tell me just a little bit about REAP.
REAP is a coalition of about 90 different organizations now who all share the mission of increasing the production of renewable energy in Alaska and promoting energy efficiency.
Why?
Why? Well, number one reason probably is this state is currently spending about $5 billion a year on energy, and a huge amount of that money is leaving the state. So we're bleeding money out of our economy to import fuel for heat, for electricity, for transportation. So energy efficiency is clearly important. With renewables, you're using local generation sources, so you're not importing fuel from somewhere else and then exporting the dollars. That's the number one reason, is that this state's economy is relatively undiversified and unrobust without the oil industry as it is. So we need to continue to diversify, continue to keep dollars in our economy.
What are some of the ideal forms of renewable energy that REAP is interested in, and ones that you will kind of take to the legislature as part of your priorities this year?
Well, first of all, we take an approach that everything that you have is what you should be using. There is no ideal, because a lot of places won't have, let's say, wind or hydro or solar or whatever it is. You have to take what you've got where you've got it. The number one thing that everybody can do, no matter where they are, is energy efficiency. So that's why energy efficiency is always the number one investment that we should be making. And that will hopefully forestall the generation resources being built. Generation is always more expensive than just saving the unit of energy in the first place. And so once energy efficiency measures have been taken, then it depends on what the resources are. There are at least 100 communities, plus several areas of the rail belt that have good wind resources. We've got tremendous hydro resources. We've got a lot of biomass resources, particularly for heat in areas that are now using heating oil. So there's heating projects, not just electric projects. There are geothermal projects that could come to pass, although a lot of reconnaissance and feasibility work is still being done on the geothermal resources that we've got. Of course, in future, we've got tremendous potential for tidal and wave, but that's an emerging technology. Those are emerging technologies that are not quite ready for prime time. But we want to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on with those technologies so Alaska's ready when the technologies are ready. And, of course, solar, a lot of people who are off the grid are using solar right now, and the price of solar panels has come down by about half in the last 5 years. So it's becoming cheaper to use solar for making electricity.
I wonder if I could just get you to kind of, if there's a simple way to enumerate what REAP's legislative priorities will be when you do approach the legislature.
Sure. I think this year it's a pretty simple goal, and that is to make sure that there's adequate and consistent funding for the state programs that have already been put together. So we're really happy to see that in 2008, there's been a renewable energy grant fund established. There's been a huge amount of funding for the weatherization program. There's been a new home weatherization rebate program established. There's been an emerging energy technology fund established. There's been a new center for energy and power, the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, established as part of the university system. All of these programs are super important, and all of them have been funded by the legislature over the last 5 years. And in order for them to continue to function, we not only need continued funding, but we need a consistent source of funding. So everybody who's involved, whether it's the supply chain for renewable energy technologies or the auditors who are doing home energy audits or the carpenters and other professionals who are actually doing retrofits on houses, any of the people who are involved in this, the scientists at the university, they need to know what their future is going to be, and they need to have some kind of sense that things are going to happen for the long term and not just stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. So we really want to, I think, emphasize to legislators that the great programs that have created over the last several years need continued care and feeding, And this year in particular, we're going to be looking at the projects that I just mentioned.
Chris Rose, I really want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you for your interest. Well, it was nice talking to you, Lorian.